So I am just so inspired by this. Thank you for putting together this session. As a faculty member at Delaware Valley University, which is actually outside of Philadelphia, I have a 100% teaching appointment. So I teach 4 different horticultural courses every semester. So again, I have found something to use in each and every one of these presentations. So again, this is great. What I wanted to talk about this morning was using hands-on learning. We are very strong in hands-on types of lab experiences at Del Valle. We have 3 farms, one of them being a campus farm that you can actually just walk to in about 6 or 7 minutes from your classroom. Our campus is actually considered an arboretum, so the identification the people who teach plant identification just once again walk out the door and everything is right there. Hands-on learning, getting students outside, is very, very important to us. We are always challenged by our administration to use the farms more and more. Over the years, and I've been at Del Valle since 2000, I've put together a number of lab exercises that we use our farms. This is an example of a commercial vegetable production course. It's taught in the spring, and I work very closely with the farm manager, who is that person in the green sweatshirt and the cap, right? To get the fields prepared in time for my lab, and then he pulls out all of our equipment, and the students are actually allowed to drive the tractors. We pull out different pieces of tillage equipment. They see the way different pieces of equipment work the soil. They are allowed to lay plastic, so we go through that whole exercise, and then we get the students on the transplanter and actually transplanting into the soil that they've tilled and the plastic that they've laid. And so it's a really wonderful exercise in a number of ways to get the students outside. They appreciate getting out of the classroom. It's also a very good learning experience for the students if you find, I don't really like this. That's a very important realization for our students. Another lab that I do not have a picture of is that, but I'm doing this on Monday when I get back, is we actually have an area that is certified organic. And so what we do is I schedule our inspector over the lab period, and we just trail along with the inspector and the farm managers, and they're actually exposed to an organic inspection, which again pulls back the curtain of the sometimes a somewhat mystifying experience. So hands-on learning has really been our hallmark at Delaware Valley University. Some of the disadvantages of that is it's hard to coordinate with the farm manager. You have to have someone who's on board with you and willing to go the extra mile to get everything prepared. It is sometimes weather dependent, which, you know, you're always keeping your fingers crossed for a good day. But the benefits are so numerous in that, once again, you get the students out of the classroom. They're actually experiencing what you've taught them through your lectures and through their readings. So it's been a great experience, and I think it's really good for our students. So, any questions? Kathleen. We do a brief safety training right then and there. The farm manager is right there overseeing everything. We have some students who are comfortable and want to jump right on, and we have other students who say, I'm not ready for this yet, and that's absolutely fine. Yes. That's a great question. How do we assess these hands-on learning experiences? They're always prepped for these through a lecture period, explaining what you want to see and what you want to do. And so it's really assessing more of the lecture portion than the lab portion. However, I will say for our field trips and for our experiences like the inspection, they are given on a review guide, they're given a list of things like takeaways from the experience that they have to be willing to discuss on an exam. Any other questions? All right, thanks everyone.
I'd just like to ask for a round of applause for our henchman, Andrew King, here today. You've been our timing henchman. Thank you. I also want to thank all the presenters for presenting here today. So did everyone think this was a good session, good format?